Good morning, ladies. Oh my gosh, it's been a while since I've done a Facebook Live. Let me kind of get situated here. Y'all come in and there we go. Hello, Mara. Let me get a little situated here. Like I said, it's been a minute since I did a Facebook Live. Y'all are just gonna have to see my air vent, I think. So. All right. How's everybody doing this morning? We got some Q&A. Hello, Coach Judith. Look at you watching me. I'm gonna watch your call on Monday before I do my coaching on Saturday. See what y'all were talking about with your with module three. Y'all, we are talking about module three this week with some of our calls, module three of No BS, all about overeating. So, if any of you all have any questions about that, let me know. I am so excited to do this Q&A because I haven't done a Q&A in a while, and I love to just think on my feet. And good to see your face too, Robin. Love it. It's a beautiful day here in Arkansas. So, while we're getting some questions coming in. I was listening to Corinne's coaching call from Sunday this morning. I haven't gotten through all of it. Yes, please, please, please ask me any questions. Use hashtag ask, and Miss Mary Jo, our amazing community experience manager, is gonna feed me the questions. So, but y'all, the first call that she did on Sunday, on her call, and it's up now, I believe, the replay, is amazing. It is so good. Why is my battery low already? Huh. It is so good about the power of journaling. Who is journaling in here on a daily basis? I'm not raising my hand. I'm still working on it. But who journals on a daily basis? Who cleans out their brain every morning? I'm working on it, y'all. But that call, I'm not even working on it anymore. I'm doing it after I listen to that call. Because here's the thing. Way to go, Jenny. I want to be like you, more like you, Jenny. So trying to do weekly. Yes, absolutely start there, right? Y'all got to meet yourselves where you are and start somewhere. But the power of just cleaning, just scrubbing out your brain every morning. Corinne talks a lot about this a lot. But it is just so powerful because here's the thing, y'all. We've got to start seeing our thoughts. And what I want you all to do, if you don't take anything else from this, Mara, 3 pages every morning. I wanna be you. This is what I want y'all to take away from this call. If you're not journaling every day, if you're not looking at your thoughts, this is journal prompt number one. Why not? I just had a private coaching call with one of my clients. We just ended about 3 minutes ago. And she kept asking herself, why? Why don't I want to look at my thoughts, right? Why don't I want to journal about this? Something happened last week. Ooh, that's a good question, Gretchen. I'll answer in a minute. That's journal prompt number one. Why am I not journaling on a daily basis? What are my excuses? What are my justifications? What are my reasons for it? If anything is the fifth basic, it's journaling. I know we call it the boom boom, maybe the sixth basic. Y'all, we have got to start looking at our brain and going around in there and seeing what's going on in there. And we've got to figure out why we're not. Are we scared of seeing something? Are we scared of feeling? Are we scared we're going to cry and not stop crying? What are we scared of? What are we avoiding? That is journal prompt number one right there. We got a journal about journaling. That's actually a homework assignment I gave another one of my private clients was journal about journaling and then start journaling every day about, everything else.
right? Okay, so we got some. Let me know if you have any other questions about that. But we got some questions coming in now. Gretchen, so does journaling help or hurt overthinkers? I don't think journaling hurts anything. Y'all, I'm going to have to run get a, charger. Why is my battery running down so fast? I don't think journaling hurts anything. Even if you say the same thing over and over again, even if you say blah, 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 I mean, how would it hurt you? Because, I mean, you're thinking that it would hurt you. I'm going to take the comments off now. You would think it, you think it will hurt you because you're overthinking. Well, or you think there's such a thing as overthinking to begin with. But what if actually journaling it and getting it out on paper helped you not overthink? Because you've gotten it out, you've seen it, you've seen some bullshit thoughts, you've seen some legit thoughts. But it's not overthinking, is all these thoughts swirling around in your head that aren't questioned and aren't looked at. And so that's the problem right there. And so I would just decide that I'm just going to, you know, I'm not going to worry about the overthinking. I don't think our problem is overthinking around here. I think our problem is underthinking and not looking at our thoughts. Okay. Okay, y'all, I've got to run get my, run get a charger real quick. So let me, I've got a cord, so I will be right back. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Okay. Let me kind of move the camera up here. And then I got to plug in this charger. I had a full charge this morning, y'all. Maybe it means I need a new phone. Okay. So can you explain the difference on the discovery worksheet with the three reasons I ate and I ate because? They both seem like reasons. That's such a good question. Okay. I hope I'm charging now. Okay. So I think that's on there. That's something I've thought about too, where it's like, you know, it's kind of asking the same thing. But I think over in the right-hand side, it says something like, I ate because I was telling myself. And I think that that's an opportunity over on the right-hand side to say, these are the sentences in my brain that I am hearing. Right. And like the left side is more just kind of like a kind of a general why I overate. But the right side gives you the opportunity to really write out like the clear sentences of this is an excuse I'm making. This is a justification I'm making. Like the left side is like, well, I made excuses or I made justifications, you know, or I didn't want to feel something. That's kind of like the more general side. And then the right side is like, these are the actual sentences I'm hearing in my brain. Like this would be fun, or I just want it, right? That's so common. And so, one, you know, just kind of fill it out like that, where it's like, okay, the left side is just kind of the patterns I'm seeing, but then the right side is the clear sentences that I'm, you know, that I'm hearing in my brain that's leading me to overeat. So that's a good question. Okay. Let me get my blanket back over me, y'all. It's cold. Most people just write what they are thinking about or use the prompts in the journal. Andy, thinking about overthinking, right? Let's not overthink journaling. You can do either one. You can talk about, Corinne talked about in that little call, that call from Sunday, she said, just write about what happened yesterday. You know, your thoughts and feelings around yesterday. Like if you're journaling in the morning. Or... you know, if you just sit down and you're like, I've got nothing, grab one of those journal prompts. And I literally like close my eyes and point. And we have so many now that it's not even, y'all, the tech, my computer just went dark. Like, what is the deal this morning? Okay. So, yeah. So just, again, don't overthink it. Either way is fine. You can just free write or you can use a journal prompt. And here's the other thing, because this is where my brain likes to go with journaling, is like, I'm doing it wrong. You know, I'm supposed to write in paragraphs, or I'm supposed to make a list, or I'm supposed to do this, or I'm supposed to, you know, just write down thoughts. Y'all, there is no wrong way to journal. And I have to listen to my brain every day go, well, you're not doing this right. And, you know, that looks really messy. Probably not going to make any difference. You know, like you did a paragraph and a list in the same day. Like, you know, that's, I mean, my brain wants to like come up with rules to follow, right? And there's no right or wrong way. Or there's no wrong way. The only wrong way to journal is to not journal. So just put pen to paper, whatever it looks like, as messy as it looks like. And, you know, and just know that your brain isn't going to like it and is going to think you're doing it wrong. And you keep going anyway. It's a really good practice in some imperfection. Okay? All right. Jennifer, I have some days where I'm ravenous and it's clearly true hunger. What do you do in those situations when you haven't planned enough? You eat. And then you learn from that day and you say, you know what? Maybe I need to add a little bit more stuff on my plan. Just in case I have one of those ravenous days. Now, you also may want to look, you know, really kind of keep some good data and think like, I wonder why I'm hungrier on this day. The bottom line is that we just have some days that are hungrier than others. That doesn't mean anything has gone wrong. That doesn't mean that is being human. Is that because it's hormones and poop and how much sleep we had and all these kind of factors are involved. So it's like we are just going to have some days where we are hungrier than others. Not an issue. So you just plan for it. And again, you don't know what day that's going to be. So you just want to be sure that you have enough food on your plan. And then on the days when you're not as hungry, you don't eat all that food on your plan. Right? And so you're learning that you're going to have some of those days. And so you just... So now it's like it's time to apply what you've learned and say, oh, I think I need to add some more food to my plan just in case it's one of those days where I'm more hungry. Okay? Don't overthink it. That's our common theme today. What does ham mean? It's in the transcripts, not going ham on restrictions. I love that because even at camp a couple of weekends ago, Corinne was talking about going ham on something. And it's like a, you know, it's a figure of speech, right? It's, what does it actually stand for? What does ham stand for? But it's like when you're going ham on it, like you're going crazy on it, like you're going over the top on it. But ham actually stands for something. What does it stand for, y'all? Somebody say, tell me in the comments. Because we had that discussion in our Zoom room where it's like, what does going ham on something mean? And you can Google it or whatever, but I don't remember what it stands for. So maybe somebody will say in the comments. Elaine, can you talk about doable hunger? What if I'm not hungry, but I have an appointment that is 2-3 hours when I can't eat? Do I cut myself some slack and eat before I go to my appointment? Good question, Elaine. Here's the deal. So hard as a motherfucker. Okay, that's what ham is. Okay, so that's what ham stands for. So it's basically going hard on some, like going, you know, again, over the top, going off, going nuts. Yeah, it's hard as an MF-er. So that's what ham stands for. So, and Corinne, that's something that Corinne likes to say a lot. So, you know, so when you're going ham, that's what that is. Oh, I say motherfucker all the time, no BS community team. I'm not like Kathy. Okay. So Elaine, so you have an appointment that is 2-3 hours when you can't eat. This is something you could journal about, Elaine. So what? So you get hungry in those 2-3 hours. You're probably going to live, right? You know, yeah, you might be a little uncomfortable. You might get hungry. But for you, it's really thinking about, like, maybe this is kind of what we're learning to do here, is learning to sit with some hunger. Like, when we got other things to do, when we got appointments and all that, I can eat when I'm done. And I can be hungry. I can allow some hunger, because doable hunger for you is different than it looks like for someone else. But if you can handle some hunger during a 2 to 3 hour appointment, then that's doable for you. At first, it may not be. And so you can eat beforehand, but you'll be surprised. This would be an amazing opportunity for you to practice sitting with some hunger, hearing your brain throwing a fit like, oh my gosh, we're hungry. We're going to, you know, pass out. What's going to happen? Oh my gosh. And being okay with it. That's how I define doable hunger, is that, like, I can do it. And I will tell you, I've had to practice it, because my brain will throw a big fit about, you know, getting hungry or hungrier. And I have used that as an amazing opportunity to practice being hungry, maybe being more hungry than I usually get, and surviving, not dying or getting pregnant from a little bit of hunger. Because here's the thing, y'all, I got my life to live, and sometimes it doesn't involve eating exactly when I'm, you know, at the perfect hunger level. And so I want to be able to just trust myself and trust my body that I'll be okay. And food is coming, but it may not be exactly on the schedule that, you know, that I'll be the most comfortable with. And I want to learn to be comfortable with any level of hunger, because I know that I will always have my own back. I know that I will always take care of me. I know that I will eat eventually, and I'll be okay. Okay? So that's something amazing to journal about. Nancy, I'm having a challenge with actually committing to filling out the planner. Any advice? Do it when you don't want to. Do it when you're not committed to it. You're looking for commitment, just like we look for motivation, just like we look for, you know, for this just divine, you know, intervention to just love to fill out the planner, right? It's like we're looking for something that ain't coming, y'all. Every single morning I fill out that planner when I don't want to. Every single morning I get up out of bed when I don't want to. It's waiting. It's quit waiting for the want to and do it, because you know that it's important. But that doesn't have to involve wanting to. I mean, it's just like anything else that's important to us, right? Clean teeth is important to most of us, so we brush our teeth when we don't want to. Earning a paycheck and paying our bills is important to us, so we get our ass out of bed and go to work. I'm channeling my Corinne today, can y'all tell? My inner Corinne. So that's just it. It's like my best advice to you, Nancy, is to quit looking for commitment. You earn commitment by doing stuff when you don't want to. Okay? Kathy, I've had a few overeats. I know they happened because of my feelings related to my schooling, lack of confidence, and imposter syndrome. Now that I know it's related to that, is there another step to this? Do I need to challenge my thinking? If so, how do I do that? Actually, the first step, Kathy, I would encourage you to do is to sit with the feelings of lack of confidence and imposter syndrome. Something else amazing you could journal about. Right? Because, I mean, you're wanting to jump to, you know, challenging your thinking and changing your thinking and changing your feelings. But first, you got to be full on aware of what's going on now. Why do you have a lack of confidence? Why do you think you have imposter syndrome? I don't love imposter syndrome, y'all, because that word syndrome makes it think like it's this, you know, disease and burden on our life that is going to be so hard to get rid of. It's just a collection of thoughts. That's all imposter syndrome is. And so it's just your thought. So your thoughts. So that's number one, is that you've got to journal about why you're feeling a lack of confidence, why you're feeling imposter syndrome. And then just be with that and be like, okay, I'm feeling this because I'm thinking this. And I can feel anything and not eat. That's what so many of us have got to do. We got to just practice feeling without eating. Because y'all, life, like a lack of confidence and fear and thinking you're an imposter is part of life. Right? We're trying to like avoid all of this negative emotion. But like, even if we change our thoughts and we feel better about that, some other negative emotion is going to take its place. So how about we just practice just being with that at first? And then over time, when you're not coming from resistance, then you could work on your thoughts around it and really start to question your thoughts. But meeting yourself where you are and being where you are, that's where it's got to start. Victoria, how do you plan when you are an eat on the spur of the moment type person? I always make a decision when it's time to eat. It's hard for me to plan what I'll eat for the day. Well, first off, you just want to recognize that eating on the spur of the moment type of person is who you've decided you are. And that may be the type of person that has gotten you to where you are in terms of being overweight. Right? Like, we aren't a type of person, y'all. We just make choices every day based on our thinking. I've been reading this book called Personality Isn't Permanent. And you can tell from the title, it's exactly what I'm talking about. None of us is a type of person and we can't ever change. You've decided you're a spur of the moment type person. It may have benefited you in some way, but you can also decide this doesn't benefit me anymore because I want to lose weight and I want to start planning my food and making decisions ahead of time. So I think I need to maybe work on not being a spur of the moment type person anymore. I think I need to start being more of a I plan ahead type person. And that takes practice, right? If you're used to being a different kind of person, but how bad do you want it? How bad do you want weight loss? How bad do you want to change your life? And so kind of, you know, that's the, you know, one answer to that, but kind of an immediate answer is and kind of how you start building and moving to that is that you give yourself two or three options to choose from. And then you can still make that choice on the spur of the moment as you're moving to maybe becoming a different person, if that's what you want to do. Okay. So just give yourself a few options at first, and then over time you can move forward if you want to, or if that works for you, just stay with that. But just remind yourself that you're choosing to be a spur of the moment type person. And is that working for you or not? Okay. Nicole, I often get afraid of being hungry. I feel like when I get hungry, I get hangry and I feel like I binge. Is this something we just need to learn to work through? So here's the deal with being hangry. Being hangry comes from your thoughts. It doesn't come from an empty stomach. I've learned this, y'all. In the past, I would have fought you tooth and nail and been like, no, it's a physical thing. No, you are having thoughts about your hunger. Like, I can't handle this anymore. I have to eat now. This is not fair. Or this is so uncomfortable. I can't stand this anymore. And that's what creates hangry, right? You could just choose to change your thoughts about hunger and be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm hungry, but I'm going to be okay. And I don't have to yell at my husband or, you know, I don't have to yell at anybody over it. Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's not fair. Maybe it's not fair that I don't get to eat yet. That still doesn't mean I have to snap at anybody and get hangry about it. It's just owning all of your thoughts, right? And so It's, I mean, and then, yeah, like if you're hangry and you're thinking all these thoughts about, you know, I can't take this, I can't handle this. Yeah, a lot of times you're going to overeat afterwards because you're like, I got to get food in my body right now, right? So it's backing it up and saying, okay, I mean, this is another amazing thing to journal about. Why am I afraid of being hungry? I'm afraid I'm going to get hangry, you said. I'm afraid I'm going to, you know, lash out at people or whatever it is. And it's backing that up and saying, okay, first off, me getting hangry and lashing out or whatever you do when you're hangry is a choice based on your thoughts. And so backing that up and saying, okay, the only thing that's going on here is that I haven't eaten in a certain amount of time. What do I want to make that mean? I was talking about that earlier, right? You know, with the lady that had the appointment, the 2 to 3 hour appointment. You know, you can decide it's like, you know, it's not fair and, you know, this is too uncomfortable to bear. Or you could just can decide, you know what, I got life to live. And yeah, I want something to eat pretty soon, but I'll be okay no matter what. And I don't have to yell at people about it. And I also don't have to overeat when it comes time to eat. Because we know that you don't need more food. Even if you get super hungry, you don't even need any more food to fill up your stomach. Y'all know that, right? All right, I'm back. Can y'all see me? Let me tell Mary Jo that I'm back on. This doesn't look like regular Facebook Live. I'm now on my, there we go. Okay. I'm now on my laptop. So looks like I got some people watching me. There's the chat. All right. Sorry, y'all. My phone died. Okay. Let me get back to the questions. And then y'all, for sure, Mary Jo, let me know that you can see me and hear me. Okay. Sorry, y'all. We'll put these two videos together. I'll do that for the replay. So I'm telling y'all, just lots of opportunities to manage my mind, right? That's the way I like to see it. I like to see it as a plot twist. When something like this happens, it's like, oh, plot twist. Here we go. So, all right. So I think where I left off was, I think I pretty much finished Nicole's question. So Jana is up next and she says, I don't think I understand the think, feel, do. Can you explain it or refer me to a lesson? So first off, Jana, no BS, module 2 is all about the think, feel, do cycle. And so basically what it is that think, feel, and do, right? We have thoughts. Those thoughts create feelings, and then those feelings create things that we do or don't do. And so that is the cycle that our brain does. And so you can put thoughts in the think line. You can have, if you start to just feel something, you can put that in the feeling line and then fill in the rest. So it's just a way for you to see how your brain is working to create what you have in your life. Right? So that's all the think, feel, do cycle is. And so what we like to do is, like, again, with journaling, when you journal and you uncover a thought, you can put it into the think, feel, do cycle and see how your thoughts create feelings and your feelings create actions in your life. And then you can also then start to, you can create a new think, feel, do cycle and say, this is what I could think, right? In the planner, you have the option to pick out a thought, put it in your current cycle, and then think about how you could think about it. And then get a different result in your life, right? So that's all the think, feel, do cycle is. But I want you to read that or listen to that lesson in OBS, okay? And that'll really give you that whole module 2 is all about our thoughts and how they just create everything for us in our life, okay? All right. Gladys, I'm having a hard time stopping eating when I've had enough. I have the thought that I should stop and keep on eating. Any tools to actually help with stopping? Okay. So I should stop, Gladys, is must not be a thought that's really working for you, right? It's like, you know, and because it, you know, it's got a should in there. We always say we don't want to should all over ourselves. And so you just want to say, okay, well, me just thinking I should stop isn't working for me. And so maybe it's something like, you know, again, I'm going to say this at every question. This is something you could journal about where it's like, okay, well, what could I tell myself? You know, I really want to stop right now because what? And really come up with as many reasons as you can for wanting to stop in that moment. Because again, saying like I should stop, you know, you could come up with reasons you should, but sometimes that should is that subtle judgment, that subtle aggression. And it's like, no, I want to stop. I'm going to choose to stop right now, maybe, because of these reasons. And write out a big old story about why you're wanting to stop right now. Okay? So that's where I want you to start. And just see about, because again, it's just, I mean, but this is a really good lesson for everyone, where it's just sometimes just thoughts, you know, even if you practice them, you know, you practice them and you just, they're just not, you know, sometimes you just need to practice them more. But then other times you want to look at the thought and say, you know, how can I level this thought up a little bit and remind myself of some reasons why it's important for me to stop, you know, maybe take out a should and reword it a little bit. So just getting curious about that. Okay. I'm having a hard time viewing the assessment without judgment. I feel like when I write down why I ate or level of hunger, I feel like there are right and wrong answers. What is a good way to work on this? Or better yet, how should I be viewing these prompts? So you definitely uncovered a thought, right? There is a right and a wrong way to answer these questions. This is a thought I have. I've talked about this a minute ago. This is a thought I have all the time. And I love to challenge my brain. What am I about to say, y'all? Something to journal about. I want you to journal, Antonia, like, okay, what do I think is the right way? Let me just write that out. What do I think is the wrong way? Let me make a list of that too. I like to just challenge my brain because my brain just likes to throw up like, well, that's wrong. But it doesn't explain why. And I like to challenge my brain and say like, okay, let's go there. Let's go there, brain. Why, you know, what is wrong about this? And then you can really honestly see what you're thinking and then start to question it and be like, well, I mean, because you're probably going to write out about a lot of this stuff and you're going to be like, well, that's bullshit. And then the next question is like, okay, what do I want to decide is the right way? Because there is no right way, by the way. This is what being a no BS woman is about. You decide the right way. You decide the rules around here, right? And when I say rules, I don't mean rules in a bad way. I mean, you decide, okay, whatever I write down today is right. Because otherwise, I'm sitting here questioning and thinking it's wrong, and that's not helping me. So I decide what's right here, and here's what it is. And you write that. And again, it may just be like right is what is me doing. Like I said earlier, me doing it right is me doing it. Me actually filling it out no matter what I put on there. That is the right way. And that's what I've decided. Okay. Natalie, I'm a September baby and I'm not dropping weight like others. I do overeating every day, but I don't overeat to feel stuffed and sick. I eat a lot of snacky foods when I'm not hungry. I feel like it's a stupid question, but how do I stop? I feel like I'm trying to really not eat when I'm not hungry, but every day it's happening. Okay. First off, no stupid questions around here, right? We're not going to have any extra judgment here for just asking a question. I'm really proud of you for just jumping on and asking. Okay, Natalie? So, but I think you're really farther along than you think, because you're realizing that it's not the overeating to stuffed and sick, right? That's, you know, yeah, you want to work on that too, but then, you know, even if you've taken that out,
You may just still be eating to maintain your weight, right? And so you're recognizing, like, you're again, kind of showing up like a BS, no BS woman, right? And you're realizing, okay, it's probably the snacking I'm doing when I'm not hungry. So first off, I just want you to celebrate that you have recognized and that you're being honest, like, okay, I'm eating when I'm not hungry here. And that's probably what's why I'm not losing weight like other people are. So again, just be proud of yourself for that, for just being honest with yourself and recognizing that, right? And then it's like, okay, this is what I want. Yeah, I'm going to give everybody journaling assignments today. Natalie, this is what you're journaling on today or tomorrow. Why do I want to eat these snacks when I'm not hungry? Come up with as many reasons as you can. And I'll help you out here. Like, it's a definite reason on that list is going to be because this is what I've done for years and years and years. It's just a total habit, right? But I also want you to dig deeper. Like, why do I, you know, when I say I'm not going to do it and I do it anyway, what's going on there? What am I avoiding when I know that I'm not hungry? I know that it's just a habit and that I'm working on changing this habit, but I do it anyway. Am I avoiding something? Am I trying to cover something up? Am I trying to really dig into that? Okay. And that's what I want you to dig into. And, but you say, but every day it's happening. And I really want you to start changing your language around to every day I'm choosing it. And that's not to judge yourself or beat yourself up. That's just to take ownership. Like, okay, I'm taking ownership of this and I'm going to figure this out, but it's got to start with ownership. It's not just happening, right? No one's putting the food in your mouth. You're choosing it. And why? Right? That's the first step. So I want you to work on that journaling, and then I want you to take it to Ask Coaches, and we can help you further. Okay? All right. Eileen, when you're journaling, what if you're having positive thoughts and put that in the current cycle? Is that okay to just have the positive thought with what you're currently thinking and not fill out the right side in the TFD box? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's such a good question, Eileen. I want you all to do more of that, where you're actually putting thoughts into the TFD cycle that are working for you already. Because that is such an amazing exercise to do so that you recognize what thoughts are already working. Because here's the thing. You can, when you realize what thoughts are working for you, you can work on transferring them to other areas of your life, right? So we absolutely want to recognize what thoughts, feelings, actions are working for us. And so that's an amazing way to just celebrate your successes, to realize how far you've come. Like, that's something that you could journal about and be like, what is working for me right now? And why? And like, and why? Basically, what am I thinking that's leading me to get what I want in my life right now? In some area, you could just pick one area, right? I'm really good at my job. You know, I love my job. I'm really good at it. Why? What am I thinking that leads me to, like, kick ass at my job? You could put kick ass at my job in the do line, and you could work your way up from there. You could start with a thought. You could start with a feeling, like, I feel really confident in my job, or something like that. Okay. So I love that. Yes, absolutely. It's the what you could think is not necessarily always filled out, because if it's a thought that you just want to keep and that's working for you, you don't need to do the other side. I'm having a hard time with eating by the clock. I work in a factory and can't just eat when I feel hungry. I have certain time breaks where I can get food in. I've really fell off the wagon this week. Any suggestions? So we talk about this all the time, right? With factory workers, with nurses, with teachers who have specific breaks. And so for you, it is really just kind of, you know, we talk about being the scientist, right? In the new no BS. And so we It's really looking at your day, like looking at a typical day at your work and saying, okay, how could I set up my day to be hungry when it's time to eat? That's where I want you to start. So that may mean that you like eat a really small breakfast, right? You know, you, that means that you, and then you're good and hungry for lunch. Or maybe that means you eat a breakfast where, you know, you definitely eat to satisfied and then you're okay until the next break, right? But it's all about just experimenting with what works for you. But here's the thing, there's just going to be days where maybe you set all that up, but still, you're not going to be hungry when it's time to eat. So what we always suggest is that you just, you know, you may just be a little hungry, right? Or you may just kind of be like just in a place where it's like you're not hungry, you're not, you know, you're not full, you're just there. So if you know that you're not going to get to eat, you know, for a while, just again, experiment with it and just have like a little bit until you feel that satisfaction level. So it may just be like, you know, a few bites, or it may be like, you know, a quarter of your meal or something like that. And then that, then you know that like, okay, I'm satisfied now. This will last me until I get home for dinner or whatever it is. So the really key thing with this is to not go into overwhelm, right? To not go into thoughts like, you know, it's not fair, it's harder for me, it's different for me. Showing up like an OBS woman is I figure things out with the choices that I make in my life, right? I figure things out with my work. I make things work for me. And I reach out for help, which you did. And now I have given you some, you know, some marching orders, right? It's just time to really like play around with some stuff, experiment with some stuff, take really good data in your planner and be like, oh, you know, I was really hungry today before, you know, I had a break to eat. How could I solve that for tomorrow? Or like, I wasn't hungry at all when it was time to eat. How could I solve for that? Because we're all figuring it out for ourselves, okay? All right. Terry, I'm really trying to grasp the whoosh concept. The cells release the fat but can hang on to water for a while. Could you please explain this so I can hear it? I'm waiting for it to click in my brain. So I am not definitely not an expert on this like Corinne is, but it's the bottom line is that your brain just holds on to weight sometimes for days, weeks. But here's the thing. It's like you want to ask yourself, like, why am I so confused about this? Like, why am I thinking so much about this? The thing is that your body is going to release the weight when it's good and ready. So why are you looking so much for that release of weight? When you, I mean, you know what's going to happen if you just keep doing the four basics, right? So it's not confusing. It's just that your body sometimes holds on to weight for a, you know, certain period of time, but then it releases it. But that doesn't mean that anything is going to change with what you do, right? And so I would just, you know, you can Google it or whatever, or I know Corinne has talked about it in some past. Mary Jo, I don't know if you know, where I think we edited out something where she was talking about the whoosh, and we could put that in the show notes. But the bottom line is just, you know, your body's going to do what it's going to do. And so if you just keep doing the four basics, you know, it'll release the weight eventually. And this is where you practice some patience. That was another big theme of Corinne's call on Sunday. Patience is a key feeling. We got to get used to feeling, right? But if we just keep doing the four basics, it'll happen. Okay. Jennifer, I am a September baby and I'm feeling overwhelmed with all the new thoughts I am now seeing by doing the thought work. Also feel like my brain now has free rein because I'm not following a structured plan. Is this normal? How can I take the temperature down with these thoughts? So first off, you want to look at that feeling of overwhelm, Jennifer. This is your journaling homework. I'm feeling overwhelmed because I'm thinking what about my thoughts, about seeing all my new thoughts. And so that's number one, because you're not overwhelmed by your thoughts. You're overwhelmed by thoughts about your thoughts. Okay. So I want you to get that out and kind of straight on paper. And then another thought you're having is my brain has free rein because I'm not following a structured plan. That's another thought, right? But basically your brain just has thoughts about a structure or about a unstructured plan. It may think, we can just eat all the things all the time. So you want to journal about that too. Like what does this free rein mean to my brain? And, you know, just seeing those out on paper is going to take the temperature down. Because you'll just be able to look at it and be like, well, no, me eating all the things all the time, that's not going to get me where I want to go. So brain, thank you for your suggestion of what I need to do with this unstructured plan. But here's the thing. Unstructured plan is another thought. Like, what does that mean? You know, I mean, I see my plan is very structured. I decide what I'm going to eat and I follow that plan. You're seeing it as unstructured probably because you're able to put anything on it. But you need to recognize that unstructured is another thought. And then your brain is making that mean all these other things. So you just got a lot of thoughts that you want to get out on paper and kind of organize and question and call bullshit on. And maybe some of them you want to decide to keep. But all of it starts with getting it all out. Okay? This may be the last one. Let's see. When I'm doing my planner, are the goals supposed to be daily goals or long-term goals? Is it up to me? Totally up to you, Amy. Some people do a mix of daily and long-term goals. I do all long-term goals just because that's what works for me. And I like to write down my long-term goals every day. But some people, I mean, you know, goals are goals, y'all. Whether they're daily goals or something you want to get done in the next 10 years. Goals are goals. I mean, you know, for some of you all, it's really asking yourself, what goals do I need to focus on right now that are going to get me where I want to go? You know, and that's all about what you want in your life, right? And so for some of you all, maybe getting in 64 ounces of water is the goal that you really need to write down that day, because that's super important to you. And then, you know, one of my long-term goals is to have a cabin in the woods with my husband. But that's like literally years down the road for us. I mean, we're just now starting to look at some property maybe. But I love writing down that goal because it just reminds me like this is what I want. And I like to remind myself of like, I want to sit out on that screen porch in the mornings and do my journaling. And that's important for me to write down, but it's a long-term goal, but goals are goals. Okay. So you just decide if it's short-term, long-term combination, just whatever works for you. Okay. Anything else, Mary Jo? Is there anything else? Looks like she's typing here. So it's been fun, y'all. It's been an adventure this morning, right? Good times. All right. Oh, let's see. We got another question. We got a few more minutes because I got a meeting with Corinne and the coaches at 10. So joined in September 2020. This last Friday, I gained 0.8 pounds after 2 weeks of losing. I assessed my week. To stay motivated, and is the whoosh the same as a gain? When we're talking about a whoosh, we're usually talking about, you know, losing weight, right? Losing a lot, and I didn't explain that, and I apologize to those of y'all who didn't know what I was talking about. But when we talk about the whoosh, it's like losing, you know, like your body kind of holds on to weight for several weeks, and then you lose like a bunch of weight at one time. Some people's bodies work that way. And so that's what the whoosh is, it's, you know, technical term, whoosh, not really. I think maybe Corinne came up with that, but that's a lot of how she experienced her weight loss was that she would just lose larger amounts of weight, you know, maybe 4 or 5 pounds all at one time after she had gone for several weeks without losing or maybe gaining a little bit. And so, again, that's just how some people's bodies operate. And there's, you know, there's like some scientific stuff behind it. And but again, it's just that your body just wants to hold on to weight there to kind of protect you and that kind of stuff. So for you, I mean, I think that you said you gained 0.8 pounds after 2 weeks of losing. And again, that's just a normal thing, right? When you see, you know, people's weight loss, right? Like on a graph, it's this up and like little ups and downs, but it's on a downward trend is how weight loss usually happens, where it's not just, you know, there's some people who lose, but there are other people who, you know, they may gain 0.8 and then they kind of maybe stay for a little while and then they lose a couple and then, you know, lose maybe a pound, but then they maybe go up a little bit. But it's this downward trend. Okay. That's what you want to be looking for. And so it sounds to me like you assessed your week. And so, you know, it's just really getting curious, like, you know, definitely looking back at your week and saying, okay, I gained a little bit of weight this week. Let me see what was going on here. But again, this may just be part of the natural weight loss process where it's just a little gain because again, our bodies don't just, don't just stay at the same weight, right? I mean, our bodies aren't designed to do that. You know, if we just, you know, our bodies are designed to go up and down a little bit in weight. Again, depending on so many factors, hormones, poop, sleep, water, you know, if our body is working on healing ourselves with something, right, it's going to hold on to some water and all that kind of stuff. And so it's really not overthinking anything in terms of weight, as long as you're seeing like a downward trend over time. And then really just focusing more on where am I with the four basics, right? Because if I just keep working on these four basics, keep tweaking things, keep assessing things, then that downward trend will happen over time. All right. Yeah. And Happy Scale is a great app to see that downward trend. It, you know, you just put your weight in and it will put it all into a graph. So super interesting. All right. Anything else? All right. Yep. Yeah, I've got to run. This has been so fun, y'all. And like I said, I will work on putting these two videos together. I think I have a program on my computer that I can do that. So with the replay, it will be all one video. And, but I appreciate all your questions. It's been so much fun. Q&A is one of my favorite things to do. And, I just love seeing everybody in here. And then I will be coaching. Let me check the calendar real quick, see what time it is. Yes, I will be coaching on Saturday morning. Corinne is in New Mexico right now working on her book, which I'm so excited about. And so we're holding the fort down while she's gone this week. So Coach Kathy has office hours tomorrow night. And then I am coaching on Saturday morning. Y'all, I used to do an office hours coaching. I was thinking about this yesterday. I used to do office hours coaching every Saturday morning. And I remember doing that. It was so much fun just to kind of get up on Saturday morning and know I was about to start coaching. And so I'm going to be doing that. I'm going back to my roots and doing that again on Saturday at 10 a.m. Central. And I'm going to be focusing totally on everything in Module 3, all about overeating, all of that stuff. So please come to me with your coaching on anything to do with Module 3 of No BS. And so I'd love to talk to you then. And then Mary Jo is going to be doing an accountability call at noon on Saturday, which you definitely don't want to miss. If you're in an accountability group or you want to join an accountability group, she's going to be interviewing some of our amazing leaders in groups and getting all the best practices with all that. So that's going to be so fun. And then we've got office hours with Kathy on Sunday. So Kathy's going to be coaching her face off this week. And then also Queen's Club with Coach Judith on Sunday afternoon as well. So just check the training calendar for everything on that. All right, guys. Okay. It's been so much fun. See you later. Now I got to figure out how to stop this. There it goes. Okay. See you guys. Bye.